From Troy to Constantinople, Cities and Societies of Ancient Turkey, Lecture 4, The Phrygians.
The reasons for the destruction of Hattusah and the collapse of the Hittite Empire are still poorly understood. As I mentioned in the last lecture, perhaps some sort of palace intrigue between various members of the royal house has been suggested as the reason for the destruction of the Hittites. Popular uprising that made food scarce, perhaps drought or famine, these have all been suggested as contributing factors to the end of the Hittite Empire. But what is very clear is that between the years 1200 and 1050 BC, palaces and cities throughout the eastern Mediterranean met with waves of destruction. Remember in Lecture 2, we talked about the citadel at Hissarlik, which was destroyed during that time. And I mentioned, and I'll talk more about this in the next lecture, that the important centers in Greece were also destroyed at this time. So this is not just what happened to the Hittites. It's a broader problem. Now, the Egyptian records speak of invaders, marauders whom they call the people of the sea, who were evidently boatloads of attackers who sailed into Egyptian waters and weakened Egypt. They attacked coastal centers in the Levant, and they also attacked centers in southern Anatolia. Now, where these people came from really isn't known. Scholars can't agree whether these people actually were the cause of the havoc suffered in Greece and the coast of Anatolia, or were refugees fleeing others who were responsible for the destructions. So the people of the sea may not have been the ones that destroyed things. They were fleeing those that were forcing them out of their homeland. In any case, when the dust settled, say around 1000 BC, the political makeup of the Eastern Mediterranean had altered irrevocably. Greece, as we'll talk about next lecture, had entered into a dark age. Egypt was in chaos and would never be a great nation again. And with the demise of the Hittites, Anatolia was essentially in a power vacuum. Hissarlik also was no more. So it was during this period of confusion that a new people migrated into Anatolia, a people called the Phrygians. Now, they entered from the west. They emerged from the region round about what we would call Bulgaria today. They occupied what had been the homeland of the Hittites, and they even settled in the city of Hattusah. But their capital was the city of Gordion, located to the west on the Sangarius River. Now, like the Hittites, the Phrygians spoke an Indo-European language, but a very different one from the Hittites. And it's clear that this language came from the west. And we also have mythical references from the Greeks telling us that the Hittites came in from the west.